Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Calm.
By the way, that Texas Creighton matchup this upcoming season, which will be at Texas, and Texas will be opening up a new arena this fall. Christian Bishop is going to be playing at Texas next year. He announced his return to Texas in late March. So he'll play a fifth year, and it will be at Texas, and they'll play his old school Creighton in early December. Not this is the time of year we're focused on the college football calendar, and for good reason. 101 days, by the way.
It's coming.
Until college football. Yep, we're right around the corner. And another, by the way, another sure sign of the offseason is we have the lists that are starting to come out, TV time, stuff like that. We have another thing on that here in just a second. But also, we get little trickles of basketball schedules, good non-conference matchups, which people don't end up caring about in the moment, but they're fun to look at. Texas, so yesterday, speaking of Texas, this is Texas football now. We talked about this for a while yesterday. They are not a fan. Texas and Oklahoma, for whatever reason, not fans of Big Noon Fox. They're out. They won a night game. And they've had this game with Alabama that has been much anticipated for years. Yesterday, it was announced that it will begin, that game, Texas and Alabama, will be aired on Fox. They did not announce a kickoff time with it, but it is assumed that that'll be on Big Noon Fox. Texas fans are filing a petition at change.org.
Wow.
Entitled, "Make Fox Put the Alabama Game at Night."
Catchy title.
Much like Make America Great Again, Make Fox Put the Alabama Game at Night. And it is nearing, let's check it live right now. We have 593 signatures.
Ooh, getting close to that 10,000 mark.
1,000. It's not a big enough number to create any change. However, there was not a game time that was announced with this.
Now, we mentioned in the last segment
Fox is all in on Big Noon, by the way. Yeah, it's going to be 11 a.m. Yeah. Sorry.
That we're here for the petty. That's a step too far.
Yeah, there's some things that you just have to accept.
Yeah. First of all, the game time has not even been announced.
Correct.
So you don't.
Maybe that's where they think, hey, we can sway them one way or the other.
I guess. But also, that game has never been at night. Well, not never, but
the big noon game is at, I mean, Big Noon. It's 11 a.m. Fox has decided we're not going to go head to head with ESPN for the nighttime game. Now, could they in this situation with two ratings beasts like Alabama and Texas? Probably. But are you going to break the protocol just because Texas wants you to? Here's what the petition says. The University of Texas football team will be hosting the Crimson Tide of Alabama in Austin this year in one of the most anticipated non-conference matchups of the 2022 season. Two of the most storied programs in the NCAA will face off deep in the heart of Texas on September 10th, with the winner of the game most likely becoming a favorite for a slot in the college football playoff. This is from a Texas fan, by the way.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Fox Sports will have the broadcasting rights to the game. College football fans around the country mostly enjoy Fox Sports. They have great hosts on their pregame show, and Gus Johnson is a national treasure. However, Fox Sports has the ridiculous notion that fans enjoy watching premier college football games at noon Eastern, 11 Central. Instead of competing with whatever game ESPN will choose to have at primetime, Fox Sports, like the cowards they are, elects to broadcast their marquee matchup of the day at noon. Noon! If Fox Sports wants fans to consider them as the ultimate college football broadcaster, they should compete with ESPN during primetime, not opting out from the challenge and submissively showing their best game at noon to ensure people will watch it.
I hear you working there, but also...
So there's the... No, you're wrong. There's the first claim. The first claim is, you're cowards, Fox. Claim number two, regards heat. Fans of both programs planning to attend September's Clash of Titans can expect projected highs of 97 degrees Fahrenheit in Austin. Players on the artificial turf at Darrell K. Royal Texas Memorial Stadium can expect field temperatures to exceed 105 degrees. Fans in the eastern half of the stadium facing west can expect the sun to be on them the entire game. Let me repeat that for emphasis. Fans facing the west can expect the sun to be on them, all caps, the entire game.
Oh my.
The sun won't go down below the opposing grandstand until the game is over. No amount of sunscreen can protect fans of fairer complexion, and skin cancer doesn't discriminate.
All right, shout out to the skin cancer drop.
I do. I enjoy the petition, yeah. Reading it, to be honest with you. I might sign it. I might virtually sign it just because I appreciate the hustle. If Fox Sports eventually decides to broadcast this game at noon Eastern, which they will because they are cowards and do not care for the well-being of players or fans, they will cement themselves as the little brother of college football broadcasting and might as well stick all the fans in the cars in the parking lot. Because they're going to die regardless. Please sign this petition to bring attention to the issue and hopefully persuade Fox Sports to come to their senses and let players play under the lights like how college football is meant to be played. You can sign that at change.org. Just since I've started reading, 10 more people have signed up.
Oh.
They really hate. I mean, there was a. Remember, I said this yesterday. The Oklahoma AD put out a statement last year about how the game shouldn't be at 11 o'clock in the morning. Now, here's the thing that I thought of, and I might have mentioned it yesterday with all the game time stuff too. Oklahoma and now Texas are going to be super triggered. If, especially Oklahoma. Now, maybe not Texas because the game might not be on Fox, but if Nebraska and Oklahoma this year is picked up by a network that's not Fox, so ESPN, and puts it at night that week, Oklahoma fans are going to be triggered. They're going to be so angry.
This is an article 6 months ago from Sports Media Watch. Fox announced that Big Noon Saturday window is averaging more viewers than any other college football telecast.
No, they're cowards. They don't want to compete with ESPN. And they don't care about gingers.
I hear skin cancer does not discriminate. The window has jumped 100% from 2019.
100%?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a pretty good... pretty good jump there.
The Ohio State-Nebraska game, year over year.
So you're talking about in between 2020 and 2021?
This would have been 2021 versus 2020. It jumped 134%.
That was 2020 was the COVID year.
So 2020, I don't know. Ohio State and Nebraska did better than Arizona State, USC in the exact same weekend before, the year before.
Adam writes in on the Equitable Bank inbox, says, why would Texas want that? So they can get blown out by Alabama on primetime TV? Take your 11 a.m. beating and move on, Texas.
Yeah. Hope something happens later in the day that knocks you off of the news cycle.
The low-key best part of that petition is the last sentence of the first paragraph, which is, Two of the most storied programs in the NCAA face off deep in the heart of Texas on September 10th, with the winner of the game most likely becoming a favorite for a spot in the college football playoff. As if A, Alabama is not already a favorite for a spot in the college football playoff, and B, if you win the game, which you will not, you become a favorite for a spot in the college football playoff, and it won't be viewed as some sort of fluke. And it will be viewed as Texas is back.
Oh, winner's got the inside track, though, Connor.
Which we have definitely tricked ourselves on Texas is back several times over the years.
Although this schedule, I don't know how good Texas is going to be. I mean, they will slip up.
Is it easy? Are you saying Texas is back?
No. I mean, they got to play Oklahoma. At Okie State. And then the last weekend they host Baylor. I mean, this is not a murderer's row.
Sounds like you're about to say something that you don't want to say.
Oh, no, I will not say it. They will slip up. Okay. I just don't know where. Although they play at Kansas this year. That's probably the slip up.
I would love it if they lost to Kansas again.
You don't just walk into Kansas and win.
Oh, not if you're Texas.
Exactly.
You lost at home last year. Can't do that. So how many days in a row is Pat Bev going to be on ESPN?
I understood yesterday.
Did he sign a 10-day contract?
I don't know. I could understand getting 2 days a run out of it. You can't get three.
Is he just going to be an ESPN analyst now?
It looks like that's the position he's taking during the playoffs. Now that Chris Paul's out, what does he bring? Are there other people in the league that he has a secret vendetta against?
There is value to just doing it one day.
And if then you're have people clamor
like,
for it.
You have the guy like that on, and you know that he's going to come in with a blowtorch and just everything. You already know that going in. The blowtorch runs out of gas
at some point.
It doesn't quite work on the third day, or the second day for that matter, or for the fourth hour of the first day, but that's just my opinion.
But I understand doing it the second day because people hear about it after the fact on Monday. They hear about it Monday afternoon, like, ooh,
yeah.
He had some pretty spicy quotes. Oh, he's on today? Okay, yeah, I'll stay locked in. But when he doesn't say anything on Tuesday, why is he on Wednesday?
Let's not bring him back for Wednesday.
Yeah.
Well, let's not bring him back at all.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. This is media. Bring in the blowtorch guy for a segment or two. That's cool. And let him just do whatever. Let him get loose.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Stephen A. Smith in the building with his weird white jacket on yesterday. And
he's ready for Miami.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, he's all Miami'd up.
Yes.
Today's got a little plaid thing going on.
Also, today is Wednesday. It is Mad Dog Wednesday.
There he is. He's there. He's in studio.
Perfect day to have Mad Dog on.
Have a check. What another loss.
Follow the blowtorch with another blowtorch.
Bob Cousy would have never lost because he was playing against plumbers.
Oh, man. What a world. All right. We'll come back. I do want to get into a few different things here. We had a quote from, get this. Yesterday, we had a quote from Kevin Warren. Remember Kevin Warren?
Big Ten commissioner?
Yeah,
Kevin
that's
Warren?
Him.
Oh.
I think I've seen maybe one quote from him, and it was about TV partnerships a few weeks ago. Other than that, I don't think we've heard from him since the pandemic, and it was pretty rare to find him then.
Well, he's negotiating. He's in deep negotiation.
He's a businessman. He's doing business things. A quote from Kevin Warren. It doesn't tell you much, but also a little bit more info on how the Big Ten views this next era of scheduling in its own conference. We'll get to that next year on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.